Delighted to be sitting on the platform with a lady that is a pillar of the community. And it is my honor to share with the listening audience this special lady that I have here today. And I don't want to say much because I want her to be able to tell you what she's doing in the community. So without further ado, welcome Linda Walker. How you doing?
I'm good today.
You know, Linda, I want you to tell the listening audience a little bit about Linda Walker.
Well, I'm actually been in Tampa now for quite some time, since 1983, and at this time I'm currently working for an organization called Hillsborough House of Hope, which is a transitional shelter for women coming out of incarceration that want to get their lives together, want to get back on track, reunify with their kids. And so this organization I've been working for now for the last 17 years. And in those 17 years, we now have a 60% success rate. So it is really happening. These women are reunifying with their children. They're getting on track. We've done such an honorable job with what we're doing that actually I was actually flown out to Washington, D.C. and awarded a Director's Leadership Award by the Director of the United States FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, for helping save women's lives in the city of Tampa.
Well, you know, you're really known for saving women's lives and also men's lives here. But it's amazing how you're able to help women that are coming out of situations of drug abuse or alcohol abuse and different things of that nature. But tell the listening audience a little bit about that part of what you do.
As far as working with the women and the men who call, I get calls all the time, daily, actually 24 hours a day. I have to sometimes turn my phone off so I can get a peace of mind. But what I basically do is someone calls me and they're struggling, they need a place to live. So what I started is I started Linda's Recovery Resources. And in doing that, because there are so many people that need help besides just the women, I actually have where I help other people set their houses up and run their houses so they can do the same similar thing that Hillsborough House of Hope does, but they have their own entities. So they have the rules, they have what they should do, how they should work with recovering addicts and alcoholics, and it basically helping these people get on track as well.
Yeah, and you know, say if someone's out there and they're listening and saying, hey, I'm homeless or I'm in a situation, how can they get a hold to you, Linda?
What they would do is they would call 813-562-5877.
Okay. And, you know, can you express to us, like, say, if a woman was homeless and she needed your service, how would she go about and what would she need to be able for you to help her?
Well, first of all, she'd need to call me and have the willingness to want to change so that these houses that whoever I refer her to, she would call me, I would give her a referral to one of the houses. I would let her know that the houses required, there is no free housing in the city of Tampa, except the Salvation Army. And if, from my understanding, the last time I checked, it was 5 days a week, 5 days free, and after 5 days, it's $15 a day. So at this time, what I would do at that point is say to her, you will need to have some type of income to pay either $125 a week up to $150 a week, depending on which house you would choose to go to.
And, you know, also, too, I know that you work with these women, and they feel really confident about you helping them, Linda. And one of the things that I know that they come from abroad, I mean, how do your name get spread out like that? I mean, how do they are able to reference to you because you are connected with what type of agencies that you go out and speak to?
Well, actually, how most of the women get connected with me. I work really close with the jail. So when women are incarcerated, if they're talking with the chaplain will refer them to me so that they can get the help that they need and having a safe place to live when they exit the jail.
Mm-hmm.
I work with the treatment centers, where if women are being released from the treatment center or if the girls, it's by word of mouth. I've been out here plugging in for so long in this community helping women. And so a lot of women, no matter where they are and where they are, whether it's treatment, jail, are just out there. They know how to get Linda Walker's number and call me. And a lot of the agencies have my number listed on their contact sheets. So they are calling me from a contact sheet.
Okay.
From local agencies.
You know, you're hearing it right here on Dana Peace Beat Talk Live radio show. We have Linda Walker, a beloved community that is making a difference in women's lives that are homeless and that they're coming from areas where they need housing. Linda is there making a difference for these ladies. So if they needed to contact you, how would they reach out to you again, Linda?
813-562-5877. And if they would like to email me, they can email me at fweei, ninc@gmail.com.
All right. Now, before we go, I want to ask you, what would you say, and this is very important because I know that you believe in the Lord. And I want everybody to know how the Lord has really made a difference in what you believe about the Heavenly Father.
Well, God has really made a difference, especially in my life today, because I can share with the world, I am not ashamed that I have been through the same walks of life of majority of the people that call me. There's nothing they can call me and say, Miss Linda, I'm going through this, I'm going through this. I can look at them and say, I've done that, and I've been there. And to be able to, and only to find where I am today, God had his hands on me the whole time. I've been through addiction. I've been through having cancer in the last 2 years, and God's still holding me up so that I can continue to do the work that he's assigned me to do. I am truly a vessel.
Yes.
God is the key.
Oh, yeah. And so you also help ladies in being a support counselor to them, or you do that as well. Is that correct?
Basically, what I do is case managing with the women and the men if they call me, and then also sponsor. If someone calls me and they say, Linda, you know, I need to go to this place. I'm using real bad. I can't stop using. I'm having a problem. I need a sponsor. Well, what I do is I talk to my sponsor, clear it up that I can get another girl on my plate to sponsor, and then at that point I begin to walk through the 12 steps with them. But most importantly, lead them to God. And then once they get God, put God first, everything else falls in order.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Linda, for being on this platform with me because, you know, in the community, they need to know what is going on, and there are pillars, there's leaders out there, there's business people out there that's connecting with you, and you are making a difference as one of our leaders in the community, and we really thank you for that, because you know you got a serious ministry. You know, it's really serious when you're working for the Lord, right?
Amen. Yes, it
Amen.
Is. And I'm honored to be in this position today.
Yes.
After all the challenges I've been through, I thank God for taking me through what I went through.
Hallelujah.
Because God had his hands, as I said before, on me the whole time.
Yeah. So before we go, we just want to ask Linda one more time, how can they reach out and contact you if they want your service?
My number, 813-562-5877. My email, fweeinc@gmail.com.
Well, you heard it right here on Dana P. Speak Talk Live radio show at Linda Walker. Yeah. So I am so honored for her to be here with me today. And just don't touch that dial. We'll be back with another interview.
This is Vanessa Alexander. Come join me and tune in Monday through Friday, noontime, to listen to Dana P. Speaks Talk Live radio show. My favorite radio station is Tampa 247 Gospel.
All right, Kwame Yasharala, that means Rise Israel, right? And I can say Shalom, grace and peace to the sister Dana. Dana Speaks Live, this is Amos Israel. Shalom, grace and peace again. All right, Kwame Yasharala, that means Rise Israel, right? And I can say Shalom, grace and peace to the sister Dana. Dana Speaks Live, this is Amos Israel. Shalom, grace and peace again. All right, Kwame Yasharala, that means Rise Israel, right? And I can say Shalom, grace and peace to the sister Dana. Dana Speaks Live, this is Amos Israel. Shalom, grace and peace again.
Hi, I'm Amari. Tune in Monday through Friday at noontime and listen to Dana P. Speaks Live radio show. My favorite station is Tampa 247.
Hi, I'm Kali. Tune in Monday through Friday, noontime, and listen to Dana P. Speaks Live radio show. Favorite radio station is Tampa 247 Gospel.
Kwame Yasharala. That means Rise Israel, right? And I can say Shalom, grace and peace to the sister Dana. Dana speaks live. This is Amos Israel. Shalom, grace and peace again.
Hi, I'm Amari. Tune in Monday through Friday at noontime and listen to Dana P. Speaks live radio show. My favorite station is Tampa 247.
Hi, I'm Kylie. Tune in Monday through Friday, noontime, and listen to Dana P. Speaks live radio show. Favorite radio station.
Dana P. Speak Talk Live Radio Show. We're here today. I have a special guest with me, Pastor Perez. And how are you doing today, Pastor Perez?
Okay. How you doing?
Perfect. I'm doing just great. Well, I just wanted you to share with the listening audience what you do with your study, because you have a classroom that you do a special study on Wednesday, every Wednesday. Could you talk a little bit about that?
It's just teaching Bible college classes. And right now we're on New Testament Survey, the Book of Romans. It goes over the demographics of the author, the background setting of what environment they were in, and it teaches you if they were Jew or they were Gentile, and the date it was written, and it gives you a synopsis of everything that was in the book.
Yeah. What I like about your classes, like you say, they're seminary classes. Mm-hmm. And so is there a fee for that?
No, it's free.
Wow. So if they're interested in being a part of your class, how would they get in contact with you?
They could call the church at 813-541-6835 or contact us through transformedchurchofchrist.com and get on our media website that way and get the classes that way.
Okay.
Or SoundCloud, either one. They're on SoundCloud too.
All right. Okay. Well, perfect. Well, it's really been an honor to have this conversation with you. But before we go, what would you like to tell the listening audience?
God bless and have a good day, and may the grace and favor of God go with you.
All right. Well, you heard it right here on Dana P. Speak Talk Live Radio Show. We'll be back. Don't touch that dial.
Is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, thy comfort me. Thy preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thy anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms.
Royalty. Royalty. I was in a chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something, looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them doubt, saying we do something we don't. Hurting people, saying we do things that we won't. Wolfing sheep's clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money, promising to be blessed. But power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people,
royal priesthood. Yeah. Yeah, that you've been called out of the dark into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are? Would you let them call you those things if you knew you were a queen? And my brother, would you be out there risking your life for green paper if you knew you had it all already, if you knew you were a king? Well, the best I can offer is to tell you the truth. Mercy changed everything for me and you, but they don't really tell us what we do need to know. 1 Peter 2 and 6, a blessing for sure. So power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, a royal priesthood. Hey. Said that you were called out of the dark into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
Royalty.
Once we weren't the people,
mercy made us the people.
Now we are the people.
Chosen people, royal priesthood. Hey. Royalty, royalty.
Royalty, one of our popular request songs. We have another popular request song that's coming up, and that's from Molly, and it's I Believe. So don't touch that dial. Here is our next popular gospel song.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation, suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind, times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the Word. But everybody seems to be quoting Scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits 'cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. I overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe He's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. And I believe, yeah. believe, yeah. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side, in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright, 'cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments, so much I don't understand, so much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging, but no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, and I'm just one of them old people who's gotta hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people, God's gotta hold on. You let go of me, Lord, please. I believe, I believe, yeah. Oh, I'm just one of them old people who's gotta hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is.
That's Priest Malak and Brother Amos. How y'all doing?
We're doing fine, fine, sister. How you doing?
All right. You know, I know that you all have the class, you know, over, it's Tampa Israelites off of 56th Street over there. And I know you have a class. And in your class, one of your topics that you talk about, especially about history and so forth, but you also talk about this dietary law. And so it's very interesting. So I want you to, you know, express what you you talk about in that regard.
Well, just like you said, the dietary law goes to, if you were to read, you can go to Leviticus chapter 11, and also it's in Deuteronomy chapter 14. Just along what we eat, and as far as anything that doesn't have fins or scales in the waters, and then of course swine, which is pig, and these are foods that we aren't commanded to eat because they're abominable and they're not healthy or good for our bodies to intake. They have a job to do in the earth, but they're not to be eaten.
Okay. So to expound a little bit more on that, Priest Malak.
All right, so it was given in the book, the beginning of the Bible, which was given to a nation of people that the Heavenly Father most dearly loved, right? So in order for him to love them with his undivine affectionate love, he would have to share his laws with them and his rules and regulations, right? For breaking his laws, right? So one of the laws were a dietary, You know what I'm saying? You got moral, ceremonial, and all other type of laws. But one we're focused on now is dietary. It was made at the beginning for his chosen people.
Right.
Awesome. Yeah. And so, you know, when you talk about the dietary law, can you expound on what is edible? I know you were talking about, you gave us a little taste of it, Brother Amos, but can you kind of give us an idea of where you go with the dietary law that we all can connect to?
Right. The main thing is, you know, a lot of our people say, you know, we're dealing with low blood pressure, we're dealing with diabetes, we're dealing with, you know, these different diseases and ailments, and we think that we inherit it through, you know, I inherited it in my family, not realizing we've all been eating these abominable foods that the Heavenly Father told us not to eat.
Right.
That's the main reason why we're having these health issues.
Right. And I think it's a really good thing that what you all are doing in the community, because making awareness of this dietary law, because it's good. It's really good for the community. So tell me about the awareness of what you're bringing to the community and letting them know about the dietary law.
Right. And what we're bringing, what awareness we're bringing is really like a warning, man, because you got red tide out there. You got flesh eating bacteria, man, right now stirring up in the waters. Right. And this is where we get those foods from, your shrimps, crab, lobsters and scallops and everything like that, man. And when you're taking out those natural elements out of the water, that's actually like the brothers showed me over here at our school and teach me that is the filtration system of the ocean, man. So actually this is why you got flesh eating bacteria out there and red tide and all type of diseases and plagues cleaving onto people, because they're breaking God's laws.
Yeah. So Brother Amos, can you expound a little more on what priests Malak is saying?
Right, like he was saying, red tide, that flesh eating bacteria, because the shrimp is, let's say, your roach, because it's land and sea. So your spider is your crab, your lobster is your scorpion, you know, a rat is your catfish, you know, a clam is like a snail, an oyster. So you're eating the filtering system. So by them taking the filtering system out of the ocean, this is the effect and the cause of that.
Oh, wow. I'm so glad that you all are bringing this out and really sharing it with our radio listeners. And I'm just like in a state of shock. Okay. But, you know, we're going to wrap it up here. But again, you all are always bringing something to the community to give them awareness, true awareness, and also able to connect it to a faith belief in the Bible. Is that true?
Yes, it is connected to a faith and a belief. Yes.
Okay. And so before we leave, I would like to see what you would like to say to the listening audience in regards to the dietary law.
Again, they can find get the understanding of the dietary law by reading Leviticus chapter 11 and also pieces in Deuteronomy chapter 14. And understanding the word holy is the word that's on the front of the Bible. And to understand that, you have to read Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26 to get understanding of what holy means.
All right, Priest Malak, I just want you to wrap it up for us on that dietary law.
All right. What would be best if our people do, since we want to live fit and healthy, and we talk about it on the commercials and in the streets, right, is to stay away from the abominable foods. Try more greens, right? That's healthy for you, right? And like the brother just brought out, Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14, if you can't be with it, you're against it, man.
All right. Well, you heard it right here on Dana P. Speak Live Radio. Oh, I tell you, these brothers over here and the Israelite, they are bringing it. I do want to say one time, if they could just give their location of where their class is. Can you give that?
Yes. Again, Tampa Israelites, address 10921 North 56th Street. Suite 258, Tampa, Florida, right? 33617. And again, we have classes on YouTube and, YouTube and Periscope, right?
Yeah, you heard it right here. Now, if you're on a diet and you're trying to figure out what's causing all these issues, you know, and we throw in a disclaimer because we're not trying to be physicians or anything like that, but this is the truth. And so we want you to be aware of the truth. And if you want to get that information, you can also...
And also, one thing we got to say, just understand that a shrimp salad is not healthy.
All right. Well, I'm done with shrimp. I'm done with all of that. That's so gross. Well, you heard it here. You know, we're concerned about your health here at Dana P Speak Talk Live. So we bring in some brothers here that's going to give you the truth and going to lay it out for you. And once again, stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. We got more music coming your way and more interviews.
If you have a church or a community announcement you like Dana P to announce over the air, text to 813-458-1812 or email to danapspeaks@gmail.com. Dana P Speak Talk Live radio show is seeking spotlight interviews in the community. If you're interested or like to recommend someone in the community, give us a call at 813-458-1812. Call again, 813-458-1812. Help us spotlight people in your Embracing Truth Ministry. Hot meals are being served first and third Sunday at Burrell Park. That's located at 808 East 26th Avenue in Tampa, Florida. If you need more information, call Apostle Hicks at 727-479-3623.
Greetings from the place. We are excited to announce that Our Lady's First Brunch will kick off with a Friday night service on October the 4th and October the 5th. Will be our brunch. If you're interested, please email info@theplacetv.com and include the type of...
When I think about all that God has
love of my life some years ago when my mom passed. I thought I was gonna lose my mind, but God took the hurt out of the hurt. He took the pain out of the pain. He took the grief, and I know he's been good to you too.
Oh yes, he has. Well, Shirley, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, go ahead, all he's done for me. Yeah, being the oldest of 10 kids. Yes. Didn't go to college, but God gave me a talent. Yeah, and I'm blessed. Well, yes, I am. I got my mother and father. Yeah, my sisters and brothers. Uh-huh. I'm blessed. Got legs to walk. Well, I got a voice to talk. God made a way. Yes, wow.
Hi, I'm Kali. Tune in Monday through Friday, noontime, and listen to Dana P. Speaks live radio show. Favorite radio station is 10.
All right.
Yo, what up? It's Anthony speaking. Tune in Monday through Friday, noon time, and listen to Donna P. Speak, live radio show. My favorite radio station.
Elders in your community, we are to always respect our elders, whether or not if it's our parents. One day you will grow up and be respected by younger people just like them. Take the time to listen to their experiences and wisdom to grow in knowledge. If you take the time to listen to them, you will see that many elderly people are humorous, informative, and exciting. Never forget to take care of your elders, helping them with what they need, and always be gentle, showing love and kindness. Give your elder people your time, because it's very important. The Bible says in Leviticus 19:32, stand up in the presence of our elders and show respect for the age. Fear your God, I am the Lord. And in Exodus 20:12, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. And final, Matthew's the 19:19, honor your father and mother and love your neighbor as yourself. If you're interested in helping the elders in your community, volunteer your time or give a donation to caregivers organization who are helping the elders in your area. Call us now at 813-434-0107 and let us know that you want to help an elder in your community.
Royalty. Royalty. I was in the chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something, looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them doubt, saying we do something we don't. Hurting people, saying we do things that we won't. Wolfing sheep's clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money, promising to be blessed. But power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. Yeah. That you've been called out of the dark into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are? Would you let them call you those things if you knew you were a queen? And my brother, would you be out there risking your life for green paper if you knew you had it all already, if you knew you were a king? Well, the best I can offer is to tell you the truth. Mercy changed everything for me and you, but they don't really tell us what we do need to know. 1 Peter 2:6, a blessing for sure. So power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, a royal priesthood. Hey. Said that you were called out of the dark, into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
Royalty.
Once we weren't the people,
mercy made us the people.
Now we are the people. Chosen people, royal priesthood.
Royalty. Royal.
at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood.
That song was Royalty, one of our popular request songs. We have another popular request song that's coming up, and that's from Molly, and it's I Believe. So don't touch that dial. Here is our next popular gospel song.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation, suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits 'cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. Overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. And I believe, yeah. I believe, yeah. I believe, yeah. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. 'Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments. So much I don't understand. So much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith. And I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please. I believe, I believe. Yeah. Oh, I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see ya, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
back tomorrow and join us at noontime to listen in on topics and interviews that can keep you informed by tuning in to Dana P. Speak Talk Live Radio Show, hosted by Dana P.
Hi, my name is Nicole, and my favorite radio station is Tampa 247 Gospel, your inspiration radio station.
Man, I'm so glad. Oh, 'cause I don't stand a chance if it's based on my goodness. And I don't stand a chance if it's all about me. So now I'm leaning and depending on the fact that he died for me. I'm so destruction, and I know it, but I'm so glad, yeah, that he had a change of plans in my future, and I'm so glad, 'cause I ain't stand a chance with the way that I was living. I ain't stand a chance, only thinking about me. So now I'm leaning and depending on the fact that he died for me. I'm so
a shout out. Thank you for allowing Dana P. Speak Talk Live Radio Show to be featured on one of the best gospel stations popping, Tampa 247 Gospel. This is Tampa Bay Inspirational Station. Stay tuned. We have more. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
If there's one thing I've learned as an Israelite, yeah, ooh, we've got to keep the commandments. I was tired of being fed up, so I got the Bible and opened it up, yeah. And I saw that I was living wrong, wild out, yes I was. Now I do my best to follow these laws, oh yeah. And I decided I'ma stop playing games, I don't wanna be the same like I used to be, oh no. I'ma change my life, I'ma do things right. Do my best. So I'ma do my best to keep the commandments. Oh yeah. See, I played both sides too much. And the truth out the truth, back and forth too much.
No, no.
This time I'm gonna be faithful. That's for sure.
God, and protect my mind. Yeah.
Inside I've had evil thoughts towards my brothers and sisters. Hey. And at times I can't forgive, and I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong. But on the outside I was acting like everything was cool, but inside I'm losing the battle. Hey, Father, protect my mind from evil, 'cause in the mind is where we always lose the battle. Father, keep your hedge of protection around me. Every day. sometimes you can be around the wrong people and cause you to stumble, cause you to stumble. And be a negative influence and bring evil in your mind, evil in your mind. Father, protect me from all evil.
Sometimes you gotta separate yourself from these people that'll cause your mind to stray off into some evilness, you know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do.
Father, protect my mind from evil.
Protect my mind.
Cause in the mind is where we always lose the battle.
In the mind is where we always lose the battle.
Father, keep your hedge of protection.
Keep your hedge of protection.
All around me.
All around me.
Every day,
hey, sometimes you can lose the battle by listening over some women or over a man. Yeah, you better control your mind. Control your mind. Oh, keep them evil thoughts from coming in. Yeah. Oh. Lose the battle every day.
Get your head up, protection
all around me.
All around me.
Every day.
Every day.
Keep on God.
Yeah.
Oh. Mine is a place where you gotta really protect.
Father, you know, protect my mind.
Keep those good thoughts from me.
From evil.
Ask the Most High. Bless you with them good thoughts.
Bless me with the good thoughts of you.
Hi, my name is Dana P, and my favorite radio station is Tampa 247 Gospel, your inspiration radio station.
God Day, Tampa Bay. You're in tune to Gospel Inspirations with your man, Technique. And I just wanted to let you know that right about now, the request line is wide open. You can go ahead and hit me up at 813-434-0107. That's 813-434-0107. You're listening to Tampa 247gospel.com.
The community is welcome to come out to the second annual community picnic when Saturday, October the 19th, 2019. And it's located at 3506 McAdoo Street, Tampa, Florida. For more details, call 813-434-0107. 813-434-0107.
This